Okay, tonight we're going to do the sugya of Netilas Yadayim before Tefillah. Now, there are a couple of pieces in some Sfarim that I like a lot that I came across after I printed out the Mar Makomos. So I'm just going to give out like a supplementary packet to the Mar Makomos. If anyone didn't get the original packet. Okay, the Gemara is a Gemara in on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph in Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara talks about the issue of washing before davening. So on the very bottom line, Yadal Aram Beis, the Gemara in the context talks about Amr Rabbi Yochanan Rotsa Sheikabel Lavol Malchus Shemayim Shlema. If a person wants to be Makabel, real, full, complete, all Malchus Shemayim, so what he should do is Yifne V'Yitol Yadav Yaniach Tefillin, he should go to the bathroom, do netilas yadayim, put on his tefillin, v'yikra kriya shema, say shema, v'yispalil, and davin, v'zui malchus shemayim shlema. That's real kabbalos al malchus shemayim in the most complete sense. Amr b'chir barabba, amr b'yochanan, kol anifta menot al yadav, meniach tefillin, v'kara kriya shema, m'spalil, malal avakas v'kilu, bonam izbeach. If you do that, it's like you built the mizbeach, the Gemara says. Such a wonderful thing. Contrast that to what we said yesterday, right? What did we say yesterday when you are shoel b'shlom chaveiro before tefillas kilu bana bama, right? As opposed to over here, netilas yadayim lefnei tefillas bana mizbeach. So it sounds like the Gemara is trying to say this is the exact opposite. Whatever the problem was there, doing netilas yadayim lefnei tefillas is the exact opposite. Because what's the idea of netilas yadayim lefnei tefillas? It may be. There are two possibilities, and we're going to discuss in greater detail what these two possibilities are, the details of these two possibilities, but one possibility is you have to wash your hands in case they're dirty, that it's disrespectful to have dirty hands when you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Another possibility is, even if your hands aren't dirty, it's a way of showing an extra level of preparation and kavod that you're going out of your way to dafka wash your hands before you daven. So if you say like Tzad, Beis, that it's a way of showing that you're going out of your way to do a hichal nikros alkech yisrael, to go show that you're going to prepare specifically to greet the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's clearly the flip side of being shol b'shlom chaveiro prior to tefillah, where we say that's ki ilu bana bama. So the Gemara then goes on to say, Amalei Rava lo sav lomar ki ilu taval d'chsiv erchatz b'nikayon v'lo ksiv architz kapai. Amalei Ravina l'Rava. Here we go. This is the part that I think is in the Mar Makamos. So, Amalei Ravina l'Rava. Chazim mar haitzor mer abanan dasim mar Rava. There was a certain rabbi that came from the west. Va'amar came from Eretz Yisrael. Va'amar mi she'ein lo mayim lirchutz yadav mikaneach yadav ba'afar b'tzror b'kismis. If you don't have water, use anything else that can clean off your hand. If dirt will clean off your hand from something sticky, let's say, whatever you can use to clean off your hands. So that's good if you don't have any water. Amalei shapir kamer miksev erchatz b'mayim b'nikayon ksiv. It doesn't say you have to, it doesn't say you have to wash with water, it just says your hands need to be clean. Kol miti dimenaki, anything that keeps your hands clean, that's good enough. Darav chista layat amanda mahadra maya bi'idon saluso. Wow. Rav Chista would curse someone who would dafka look for water when it was already time to daven. Why would you curse someone who would dafka look for water when it's time to daven? So those words, bi'idon selusa, are very critical. There's machlokas rishonim. What do those words mean? Bi'idon selusa, when the zman is about to be over, and by looking for water you're going to miss the zman tefillah? Or bi'idon selusa, once the zman's already here? So if you say that it's when the zman is going to be over soon, so then I understand very well. You want to be layat aman de mahadar amaya, someone's going to be so busy looking for water, he's going to miss the zman tefillah. That's a terrible thing to do. But if you understand that it's at the beginning of the zman, a little bit more difficult to understand. Why is he so upset that people are going around looking for water? But anyway, says the Gemara, v'hani mili l'kriya shema, avle tefillah mahadar. But that's only this issue of not going out of your way to look for water at the time of the mitzvah is only when it comes to shema. But for tefillah, to wash your hands for davening, then you have to be mahadir, you have to go look wherever you can. V'yad kama ad parsa. How much do you have to look? How far do you have to go to find water? Up until a parsa's distance to find water. But that's only in terms of going forward, further on the road of wherever you're headed to. But to go backwards, you only have to go up until a meal backwards, no more than a meal out of your way to find water. A meal is pretty significant. significant, because most of the time when we assume Chazal give a shear of a meal, what they mean is the zman it takes to travel a meal. So for us, driving in a car, I don't know, depending how fast you drive, a meal is what, like 18 minutes? So somewhere between 18 and 24 minutes. So you could you know, it could be 20 miles away. It could be, hopefully not more than that if you're driving, but it could be 20 miles away when you're going a hiluch meal. So that's how far you have to go out of your way. That's how far you have to go backwards in order just to find water to wash for davening. So the Gemara seems very clear that for tefillah, we require going out of your way to find water. For Kriya Shema, not as much. Some level of chiyuv of washing, but not nearly as much. What also emerges from the Gemara is that there may be instances where water is not necessary and kol midi d'benaki is going to be good enough. Now, this line in the Gemara where we say that this is only true for Kriya Shema, that you don't have to go out of your way so much, but for Tefillah you do, is a very controversial line. It's controversial in the sense that not all the Rishonim, in fact most of the Rishonim, did not have this in the text of their Gemara, and they don't believe that this chiluk actually exists. If you look at Tosfos and Tezvav Amid Aleph, for instance, he writes, V'yesh svarim degarsi, hani mili l'kriya shema, aval l'tfilo lo. You should know there are some girsaos that have like our Gemara has, v'nira delo garsinan lay, but I don't think we should have that girsa. Du'a din l'inyan tzulusa nami, mitam shlo yavar zman tfila, d'mayshna kriya shema mitfila. Says Tosfos, why should Kriya Shema be any different than Tefillah? Just like by Kriya Shema, we don't want you going out of your way to find water because we don't want you to miss Zman Kriya Shema. I don't want you to miss Zman Tefillah either. So don't go out of your way to find water for Tefillah. Why should you miss Zman Tefillah? So Tosfos sort of tones down the requirement of going to look for water significantly by changing the gears of the Gemara. For Tefillah, you don't really need to go so much out of your way to find water once you're at the Zman where it's where it's already the Zman Tefillah. Now, in the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, B'Dapei Arif, the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah discusses this girsa, and he writes, Ve'eino ela pirush shechnisu b'sifrei ha-go'onim arishonim. Ve'eino nachon. This line, that this is only the Kriya Shema, but for Tefillah it's different, that's just a pshat that some of the Gaonim added into the Gemara, and it's an incorrect pshat that they added into the Gemara. Sometimes words got stuck into the Gemara because some early person who was learning, just like nowadays, not everybody who learns is the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world, so then also not everyone who learns and wrote notes on the side of the Gemara. And I look back at some of my Gemaras from years ago, I don't know, is, you know, at the notes I wrote on the side of the Gemara, it's embarrassing. So not everyone who wrote a note on the side of the Gemara is necessarily saying something correct. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, this was a note that was incorrect. Someone wrote it. It was incorrect, and it got stuck into the Gemara. It's an incorrect note. Ve'inu nachon, demistam aloshon slusa yoser mashma tefila. He says, because after all, the phrasing of the halacha was be'idan slusa, was that you need to wash your hands for right? The mahadra amaya, that Rav Chisda was layet aman, the mahadra amaya be'idan slusa. What does tzulusa mean? It means davening. So you're going to say, oh no, that only means Kriya Shema? That means Kriya Shema. Of course it means davening, says Rabbeinu Yoda. Umatam lahotzi ateva mimashma'a. Why would you change the very meaning of the word? And to say that tzulusa all of a sudden means Kriya Shema and not tefillah. So he says, bein le tefillah, bein le Kriya Shema. It's usher to be mahader, to dafka, go out of your way to look for water. Okay, so then he deals with the Gemara and Pesachim that Tosfos deals with as well. Fine. Let's leave the Rabbeinu Yonah at that. Now, the primary issue that everybody deals with, and that the Rishonim deal with without necessarily being as explicit as they could have been, is what's really the purpose of this Netilas Yadayim? Why exactly are we washing for Tefillah? So like we said, there are two general possibilities, and there are a lot of details in halachos that are going to follow from those possibilities. One general possibility is stam to make sure your hands are clean. Another general possibility is no, it's some din in hachana for tefillah. It's not just making sure your hands are clean. Your hands can be clean and you still need to wash your hands because there's some sort of din of hachana for tefillah involved. Now, what the nature of that din, even if it is some sort of din in hachana for tefillah, there's also room to argue what the nature of that is. Is it hachana for any tefillah or maybe only for a specific kind of tefillah? Maybe not for all three tefillahs. Maybe it's only a tefillah that's samuch tashkama baboker where you're waking up with a ruach ra in your hands. Maybe we have to see what the different shitos are. Rabbi Willig has a very nice presentation of the two primary shitos in this sugya, and he uses the proper understanding of the two primary shitos to explain the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Willig in Am Mordechai on Maseches Brachos Simin Yud Aleph, which is in the supplementary packet that I handed out. It's the very front of the supplementary packet that I handed out. Am Mordechai Simin Yud Aleph. If you look where I start underlining everything, I'm a big underline. I just underline everything. I don't know why I bother. But the Rabbi Willig writes, V'inei Hashulchan Aruch Simin Tzadi Beis Sivdal Kasov Shir Parsa. The Shulchan Aruch says you do have to go up until the parsa to find water for davening, which is like the girsa that says that there's a difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah, right? The girsa says there's a difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Says don't go out of your way for a parsa for Kriya Shema, but do go out of your way for a parsa for Tefillah. Shulchan Aruch quotes that. But yes, you do go out of your way for Tefillah, Shir Parsa. Ach b'mincha hishmita. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention any din of going out of your way to wash for mincha, of trying to dafka look for water to wash for mincha. Why does he leave it out by mincha? So two basic approaches we find in the Achronim. Number one, you have the Taz in Sifkat and Beis, where the Taz says, yeah, it's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. No, what are you going to do? Steer in Shulchan Aruch, so we should pass in Lahakel. Okay, so we're just makel on this issue, steer in Shulchan Aruch. And he just throws his arms up and says, I give up. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't make sense to say, you should go parsa for Shachris and not go parsa for mincha. Nechi tesa that there should be any sort of chiluk between them. A tefillah is a tefillah is a tefillah. Why should there be any difference? Okay, Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha, both in the Mishnah Brura and in the Bir Halacha, says, no, they're talking about two different halachas. When you have dirty hands, Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif, that not like the Baal Yatos, like our Girsa in the Gemara, that you do have to go up until the Parsa. When you have dirty hands, go out of your way, look for water, find water, make sure you wash your hands. When you have Stam Yadayim, Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos, that we should take that girsa out, and that you don't go out of your way to dafka look for water. Any midi dimenaki, just clean with anything. You do need to clean your hands, but just clean it with anything. Clean with whatever's available to you, even if you don't have water. So therefore, when your hands are very dirty, that's a halach l'Shulchan Aruch quotes. He happens to put it in the context of Shachris, but it will be true by Mincha as well. Shulchan Aruch says, by mincha, you can just clean with whatever, you don't need to look for water. That's because he's talking about a different case. He's talking about when your hands aren't dirty. So when your hands aren't dirty, you do need to do something, but midi dimenaki, anything is fine. But when you have very dirty hands, then you dafka gotta look for water. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is miyashi this
teaching. Yeah. This is just a general question. Cheers. Are we distinguishing between washing our hands for davening and washing our hands
to wake up? We'll see. They may be related, they may not. It depends on how we understand washing hands for davening. So we'll see. Rabbi Willig deals with that right here. So Rabbi Willig points out that the Rush in Perek Tes Simon Chav Gimel writes as follows. Take a look at the Lashon of the Rush as Rabbi Willig quotes it on page Mem Vav over there in the second paragraph. V'nei zel lashon harush Perek Tes Simon Chav Gimel. Ki mashi yadi omer baruch Hashem l'chem al-cham asher kishonim l'sos v'tzivanu al netilas yadayim lufi sheyadav shaladam askanios hei. When you wash, you need to make an al netilas yadayim because your hands touch all sorts of different things that are unclean. V'iyav shalol liga bebasar matunav balayla. Which washing is he talking about? When you wake up in the morning, Tilas Yadayim in the morning, you got to make a bracha on Tilas Yadayim, because in the night you definitely touch something that requires an Tilas Yadayim. So Tiknu bracha kodem shikra kriyashma v'yispalel. So they were also misake in a bracha when you wash before kriyashma and tefillah. V'ra'oi hayo levarich al nekius yadayim. But the thing is, the bracha before kriyashma and tefillah, the washing before kriyashma and tefillah, isn't really a din in the tila. It's a din in Nikius Yadayim. What's the difference? What's a Nitilas Yadayim versus Nikius Yadayim? Right, nikiyus just means to make sure they're clean. Netila is ruach ra, is whatever, you know, whatever is involved in washing in the morning with a kli, with koch gavra. Right, there are a whole bunch of requirements for netilas yadayim. Nikiyus yadayim is just make sure your hands are clean. So says the Rush, the bracha that we should be making before tefillah and kriyas shema should have been nikiyus yadayim. Why isn't it? Elal shem shetiknu bin netilas yadayim lachila levarich al netilas yadayim levisha tzarich litol min akli v'akli shemo nitla b'lashon ha-gemara l'chein tiknu nami levarich al netilas yadayim. Once we already have a bracha of al netilas yadayim already set, so we just stick with that. We stick with al netilas yadayim. That's the nusach of the bracha that we have. V'nira shem ein lo mayim. But what if you don't have water and you're unable to wash with water? So you're just cleaning with whatever you have. U'minakas yadu b'tzrova afar shem evarich al nekiyus yadayim. You can't say al netilas yadayim if you're not doing a netila. Netila means water. If you're not using water, so then says the Rush, the bracha should be al nekiyus yadayim. So mizei yesh lomo du adin b'tfilas mincha imasa tzracha v'notol yadim varach al netilas yadayim. Says the Rush, shachris mincha, it doesn't make a difference. The din is your hands need to be clean. So make sure your hands are clean, and you can make a bracha on that cleanliness of your hands. Shachris, mincha, all good. You can make a bracha for all of those things. This Rush seems to be, says Rabbi Willig, l'shitaso. The Rush holds, what's the reason for the washing before tefillah? Is all for nikiyus. So mele, you don't have to go looking for water. You just have to make sure your hands are clean. Why do we generally prefer water over other things? Because your hands will be cleaner with water than they will be with other things. But if your hands will be cleanest by using, I don't know, a baby wipe or something, so good, gesundheit, use a baby wipe. Meaning the point is that it's all about nikiyus. So we're not going to be mahader amaya. You don't have to go looking for water. Not by shachris, not by mincha. So in terms of the chiv of the bracha, is there going to be a bracha by shachris, not by... No, there's going to be a bracha by both, because it's all the same din. What will that bracha be? Well, if you're washing with water, so it's all netilas yadayim, you're washing with something else, with the midi dimnaki, it's all nikiyus yadayim. But that's the whole din. The whole din is a din in cleanliness. Shulchan Aruch very clearly does not paskin like the Rush. Why? Because Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're not mevarich kishenotel yadav l'mincha. When you wash your hands from mincha, you don't make a bracha. According to the Rush, absolutely you make a bracha, no matter what you're washing with. If you're washing with water, it's al netilas yadayim. If you're washing with sharmi l'dimnaki, it's al nekiyus yadayim. Right? So no matter what you're washing with, according to the Rush, you should be making a bracha. Shulchan Aruch says, no, from mincha you don't make a bracha. So Shulchan Aruch is clearly not like the Rush. Who is the Shulchan Aruch paskening like? So probably like the Shita of the Rashba. The Beis Yosef in Simen Dalid. Important to know. What's Simen Dalid? Simen Dalid is at the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch. So this isn't talking about washing before tefillah. It's talking about washing in the morning, when you wake up in the morning. Beis Yosef in Simen Dalid. Quotes a Rashba. He says it's hard to find where exactly there's an absolute chiyuv to wash your hands in the morning. And he says, and if you're worried about kriyashma, tefillah, so rechita, nikayon, you know, anything could be good enough. You don't really need an etilas yadayim. However, then says the Rashba, the top of the left hand column, achamrinan b'perikah yekorei hanotel yadavim niach tefillin v'korei kriyashma zui kabbalos al malchus shemayim shlema, that if a person washes and says Shema and puts on tefillin and all, so that is the definition of the most complete kabbalos al malchus shemayim. Mida amar no tel yadav v'loka amar rochet yadav mashmel chorosh etzarech b'boker litol yadav b'kli. Sounds like that's where it comes from. Gemara Tezvava Menalv and Brachos, that it uses a lashon netilas yadayim. Sounds like you need to use a kli, koch gavra, the whole thing, clean water, for netilas yadayim in the morning. Well, you're doing that so you could daven in the morning. Why don't you have to do that again, mincha time, and again, marav time? He's assuming you don't, right? Why don't you have to do it again, mincha time, marav time? Yishlomer l'fisha b'shachar anu nasim kibri chadasha l'ficha n'tzichum l'skadish b'kdushaso v'litol yadenu minakli kikoin shemekadish yodov minakior kodem avodaso. What's the impression you get from the Rashba? Is this a din in cleanliness? The Lashon is so graphic. Kikoin shemekadish yodov minakior kodem avodaso. That's cleanliness. No, it has nothing to do with cleanliness. This is achana. This is achana for something important. And the Rashba, for good measure, throws in. And also, you just woke up, so you're a bria chadasha. So you have to, you know, part of like completing yourself is doing this netilas yadayim. So this Netilas Yadayim is very, very different than the Russian's Netilas Yadayim. The Russian Netilas Yadayim, just make sure your hands are clean. The Rashba's Netilas Yadayim, no, it's a din netila for achana, for tefillah, and your whole avodos that you're going to be doing that day. Do you have to do it at mincha? No, because you didn't just wake up at mincha. There's no eschatchus at mincha. Not necessary at mincha. Only at shachbos. So according, comes out five nafkaminas according to the Rashba, Rabbi Willig points out. According to the Rashba, five things emerge. Number one, that by shachris you make a bracha al netilas yadayim. And is there any such bracha al nekiyus yadayim? Absolutely not. Right? There is no din of nekiyus yadayim. There's only a din of netilas yadayim. Shachris the bracha is al netilas yadayim. Mincha, there's no bracha. You do have to make sure your hands are clean to daven. That is true. And you clean off your hands with whatever you can at mincha. When the Gemara says sharmi the menaki, there is such a din that you should wash off your hands with other, if they're dirty, with whatever you can to clean them. But that's not a takanam yuchedes that requires a bracha. That's just that. Make sure your hands are clean. So there's no bracha at mincha because there's no takana at mincha. That's number one. Number two, what emerges from the Rashba, Shulchan Aruch says that you're mechazer achramayim shir parsa. You look for water and go out of your way up until the parsa. When? For shachris. For mincha, would you do that? Absolutely not, according to the Rashba. There's no din of netila by mincha. There's just a din. Make sure your hands are clean at mincha. Number three, what emerges from this Rashba? Let's say a person didn't have water at shachris. So he used a baby wipe to clean off his hands at shachris. Any bracha? According to the Rashba, absolutely not. The whole takanas ha-bracha is only al netilas yadayim. If you're not going to do a netila, there's no bracha. According to the Rosh, yeah, you make a bracha al nekiyus yadayim. Fourth thing that emerges from the Rashba is that the Magen Avraham has a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rosh, that you're mevarich al nekiyus yadayim. So Magen Avraham says, I don't understand, how could the Shulchan Aruch paskin that way? What does Magen Avraham mean when he asks on the Shulchan Aruch, how could you paskin that you make a bracha al nekiyus yadayim? So the he quotes here, Levush Sarad, I think that's what he's quoting, not the Levush, because there's a little shmijik over there, says the Magen Avraham must mean that the proper bracha is al nekiyus yadayim. How could you make a bracha al nekiyus yadayim? It should be al nekiyus yadayim. But according to what Rabbi Willig is saying now, according to our understanding of the Rashba, no, that's not the kasha. The Shulchan Aruch says, when you wash with other things, make al nekiyus yadayim. Magen Avraham says, what? So what does Magen Avraham mean by what? What's he saying? So he's saying, no, according to Rashba, there's no such bracha. There's no such din of nekiyus yadayim. Nekiyus yadayim, obviously, and your hands need to be clean for tefillah, but there's no such takana of nekiyus yadayim. And mainly, there's no bracha on nekiyus yadayim. So what the Magen Avraham is saying is, if you don't have water, you can wash with nothing, you can wash with other things, don't tell me to make al nekiyus yadayim. Tell me to make nothing. There's no bracha. There shouldn't be a bracha. Fifth thing that emerges from this Rashba is Shulchan Aruch paskins that mayim apsulim lenetilas yadayim lesuuda enu mevarich aleihem. That any water you can't use for netilas yadayim for washing for a meal, you can't use for netilas yadayim for tefillah either. You wouldn't make a bracha on them. Mishabrura on the spot says, oh, you know what that means? You can't make a bracha al netilas yadayim, but you do make a bracha of al nekiyus yadayim. So, says Rabbi Willig, the pashtus, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch means. The Shulchan Aruch meant that you make a bracha al nekiyus yadayim, you would have said you make a bracha al nekiyus yadayim. He says, eino mevarich aleihem. You don't make a bracha at all on them. Why would you not make a bracha on water that would not be appropriate to use for netilas yadayim for suda? Why would you not? Because it's not netilas yadayim. The whole bracha, the whole takana is all a din in netilas yadayim, and this would not meet that criteria of netilas yadayim. So this is the clearest explanation I found between that machlokas, between the Rush and the Rashba, in terms of the very nature of this netila. Now, working off the tzad that it's some sort of preparation for your avoda and for tefillah, and it's not just a din in cleaning off your hands. If you take a look in Shiurei Arav, which is also in the supplemental packet that right after the Mordechai, underlined it after I photocopied it, I think. The Shiurei Arav quotes, starts with the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Chafeim Beis. Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Kacha yimin hagu shel Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai, Erev Shabbos Mevim Lo Areva Malei Chamin V'Rochets Panav Yadav Raglav. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai had an incredible minag on Erev Shabbos. They would bring him water, warm water, and he would actually wash his face, hands, and feet. So you have to realize, back in the day, like showering every Erev Shabbos was like, that would be crazy. That's way too much. You know, you shower once. The Rambam writes that you have to be healthy and clean, and you know, a Jew should always be as clean as possible. So you should make sure to shower once every month to be as clean as possible. Obviously, our criteria for cleanliness, or what we consider, you know, clean, is a little bit different nowadays with the advent of indoor plumbing. But anyway, so this was a big deal that on Erev Shabbos he would take warm water, wash Panav Yadav Raglav, umis atef, and he'd wrap himself up, v'yoshiv b'sadin ha'mitziyotzin, and he'd put on a talis, v'doma l'malach Hashem tzvakos, and he looked like a malach, all clean, dressed in his Shabbos finery, you know, in the finest Shabbos clothing. He looked so special, looked like a malach Hashem tzvakos. That's the Gemara. The Rambam paskins this in the 30th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, when the Rambam talks about kavod Shabbos. So the Rambam says, what is kavod? Right, the Rambam defines the difference between kavod Shabbos versus oneg Shabbos. You know, in the Torah, there are two. There are only two mitzvahs d'oraisa, two mitzvahs in the Torah of Shabbos, and two mitzvahs of Shabbos midivrei Kabbalah. The two mitzvahs in the Torah of Shabbos, mitzvahs d'oraisa of Shabbos, are zachar v'shamar. Right, zachar v'shamar. Shamar is don't do any melacha. Zachar is say kiddush, perhaps avdala, according to the Rambam, do the positives of Shabbos. The two mitzvahs midivrei Kabbalah from the Navi are Kibud va'onek. There's a din of kavod Shabbos, a din of onek Shabbos. What's the difference between kavod Shabbos and onek Shabbos? So in general, onek Shabbos is that which you do on Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is that which you do in advance of Shabbos to get ready for Shabbos. My uncle lives in Eretz Yisrael. I used to go to him when I was in Yeshiva, when I was in Kerem Yavne. He lives in Rehovot, so we used to go. I used to go for Shabbos all the time. It's only 20 minutes away from KBY. He had a minhag that at his Shabbos meal, he would always say, whenever my aunt, Shalom, would bring out a new dish, he would always say, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. And it was such a nice minhag just to like frame it, that it's not just an achil gasas, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So I had one friend who I brought for a Shabbos once, who was a real, I don't know what the proper word, he was a brisker, I don't know, he was very, very precise in the way everything had to be said and done and whatever. He said to me afterwards, he said, I was like bursting, like I couldn't hold back. I wanted to say, it's not the Kavod Shabbos, it's the Oneg Shabbos. The Kavod Shabbos was either before Shabbos. Like, okay, I'm glad you didn't say anything. I said, you missed the whole chap. My aunt keeps bringing out food, and he keeps saying, "Oh, look how you're being mechabed Shabbos, that you put all this work into preparing for Shabbos. That's all the kavod Shabbos." And I really hold to this day. I never asked my uncle about it, but I hold to this day that that's what his kavana was, because he was very much like that, very good to my aunt. So that's the kavod Shabbos. So anyway, the Ram writes, "Ezu kavod. What's kavod? Zesha amr chacham shemitzvah al adam lirchotz panav yadav ra." Of the cham in be'er of Shabbos, mikvod of Shabbos, umis atif betzitzis v'yoshiv bekomid rosh. What is Rambam describing? He just takes that Gemara that describes this big tzaddik, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, that looked like a malach Hashem tzvakos, and the Rambam says, and why not us too? We should all do this. We should all have these practices in erev Shabbos. V'yoshiv bekomid rosh miyachel lakpolis kunei Shabbos. You hear that? You know, my friend made a big deal about this. I don't know if you read this Rambam. One year's Tshuva Drasha was about this. Was about getting ready for Shabbos in a way that when Shabbos is about to come, you're waiting for Shabbos. Not that you're rushing, oh no, it's not Shabbos yet, not Shabbos yet. Waiting for Shabbos. Just like you're done, you're ready, and you're waiting for Shabbos. You're waiting for the arrival of Shabbos. The way you would have everything prepared in advance, if a melech were coming and you're just waiting, you're eagerly anticipating the arrival of the melech. That's a paraphrase of a different Gemara. I think that's Baba Kamed Daf. Was the Lamed Beis or so? The top of Lamed Beis. No, the Gemara says that they would go Likros Shabbos Malchusa. right, Likra Shabbos Malchus, that they would go out to greet the Shabbos. That's where I think the minute comes from, that we stand for the first part of Kiddush on Friday night, because to get up to go greet the Shabbos Malchus, and also by Bo Ichala at the end of Luchadodi is to go out and greet the Shabbos Malchus. So it's like we make a move, as if we're taking that step toward the Melech or the Shabbos Malka to arrive. Now notice how the Rambam says Likros Shabbos HaMelech. He doesn't say Shabbos Malka. He calls it the Shabbos Melech. So in the footnote over here on the bottom of the page, he says HaRambam Kasav Likros HaMelech V'lo Kasav Likros HaMalka U'meduyak Del HaRambam Ikra Musag Inyan De Kabbalah Shabbos Hu Lotzis Hu Kabbal Pnei HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The point is, you're greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not greeting some other figure called Shabbos. You're greeting Hashem. So Hashem is the Melech. Hashem is on the Malka. The whole idea of Shabbos is Hashras Hashchina. Hashras Hashchina means that you have a little more Hashem in your life. So that's why the Rambam calls it a Melech. He doesn't call it Shabbos Malka. Yes.
Isn't there a Gemara that
Yeah, the Gemara calls it Kala, Shabbos Malchusa, the Gemara for sure. Maybe the Rambam had a different girsa, I don't know. But the Rambam emphasized, maybe the Rambam is just trying to emphasize to us that that's a Melitza, but really, what it really symbolizes is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. But why are we discussing this? What does this have to do with washing your hands for tefillah? So he goes on, and he says, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tefillah, Lach Gimel, the Rambam writes, when do we say that all you need to do is wash your hands for davening? That's by other tefillos except for shachris. Aval shachris rochets panav yadav viraglav v'achar kach yispalo. But by shachris, it's a greater chiyuv, you should wash everything. Well, this is a very different chiluk than the chiluk that we saw until now. Until now, even the Rashba's mechalik between shachris and other tefillos is mechalik in that shachris you need water because you need a din netila, whereas other tefillos is not din netila, it's just a din of nikayon, just a din of cleaning yourself off. The Rambam says, no, shachris, you need to wash everything, face, hands, feet. And the Ravid says, face, I understand, you just woke up. Hands, I understand, you just woke up, right? Ruach ra in your hands. What are you washing your feet for? What does that have to do with anything, the Ravid says? Lo yadati raglav lama. I don't know why you're washing your feet. So says Rav Soloveitchik, I'll tell you why the Rambam thinks you have to wash your feet. If you look in the next paragraph, the paragraph that begins, Vahaya. Vayanira loma. Diladas harambam nira. Dimin hagos shal Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. Yishayu mishum kvot Shabbos. Miyusad hu aldin hachanu l'tfila. How did Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai get this idea of exactly what to do? What his Erev Shabbos program would be? The whole thing was miyusad, was based on how one is supposed to get ready for davening. And this is why the Rambam changes it to melech. Because the whole point of the two are the same. What's the point of all the preparations for davening? Is you're going to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are the behaviors, these are the preparations that are expected of you. Shabbos HaMelech, you're coming to greet Shabbos, it's also greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tefillah nami have you bevchinas kabbalas pnei ha-shechina, uka omid lefnei ha-melech. Right, that's the most fundamental element of tefillah, is that you are standing lefnei ha-melech. That's what we said over from Reb Chaim in the Mitzvah Kavanashir. Right, that amid lefnei ha-melech is the very definition of tefillah. So the dinim of Kabbalah Shabbos and the dinim of Tefillah, in regards to those things that relate to Kabbalah Pnei Melech, Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, are going to be the same. And he says in three ways, three important ways. Number one, Rechitzas Panav Yadav Raglav. According to the Rambam, that's Hachana L'Tefillah for Shachris, and that's a din in Kabbalah Shabbos as well. Number two, Misatef Batzitzis. By tefillah also, we need tikkun amalbushim. You need to make sure that your clothing is appropriate, that your clothing is right, and perhaps even to put on a special piece of clothing, dafka for the tefillah. That may be part of the requirement of tefillah as well. You got to look at the gemaras and look at that sugya carefully about what you need to do. But at the very least, to make sure that your dress is appropriate for tefillah. And number three, mashkos ravnil gavi shabbos yoshev b'kovid rosh. This din that the Gemara sounds like just the Midas Chasidus, but what does the Rambam describe? The Rambam says that you wait b'kovid rosh and you yearn for Shabbos, you wait for Shabbos, you anticipate the arrival of Shabbos. That's also a din in tefillah, Where do we find that's a din in tefillah? Tefillah, the Rambam writes in Perek Dalev Vilchsila Chetazvav, called tefillah she'ina b'kavana ina tefillah. If you daven without kavana, it's not a valid tefillah. Matza daito mishubeshes v'libo tarud. Let's say your mind is somewhere else. You're not focused. Asur lo lispalal ad shetisyashiv daito. You're not allowed to daven until you calm your mind, you settle your mind, and you get your head where it needs to be. It's asur to daven. Why? Because tefillah has to be with a mind frame of tefillah in advance. If in advance you don't have that mind frame, you can't daven yet. I remember when I was a camper in Camp Misora, in summer after ninth grade, I think it was, my head counselor at the time for the teen division in Camp Misora. Anyone here ever go to Camp Misora? A couple of years. My head counselor in the teen division no longer works at Camp Misora. He now works at NCS Wycola. He's going to be your boss this summer. Was Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky. You guys heard of him? Yeah. So Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky was my head counselor. And I remember the way they would have the schedule was that they'd have Mariv right after night activity. And if you were a teen, night activity was always co-ed. So night activity was in a very different place mentally than tefillah was. So when we used to go straight from night activity to davening, so Rabbi Kamenetsky used to make us sit for like 3 minutes, just to clear our minds, so to speak, purify our neshamas, whatever it is, just get ourselves in the right place for tefillah. That's a halacha. It's a halacha because if your mind is still at the night activity, then you can't daven. You can only daven when your mind is in the right place. So that's a din in Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. V'chein enom din l'spal lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch kalus rosh, lo mitoch sicha. Night activity. That's the way to translate all three. So the Schok Kalas Rosh Sicha. So that's, you're not supposed to daven in that context. You're supposed to daven in the context of Kovid Rosh. Good, so that's all this din of Hachana for Tefillah. So that might be what the washing is all about. The washing, according to the Rashba at least, the washing may be more about, the proper Hachanas for Tefillah and less about just making sure that your hands are clean. Now, let's assume for a moment that our Girsa in the Gemara is correct. The Girsa of the Rif and our Girsa, not like the Girsa of Tosfos and the Rush, that the Girsa that's mechalik between Kriya Shema and Tefillah is correct. Right? That when it comes to Tefillah, you're supposed to be Mahadar Amaya. You should go out of your way to look for water. When it comes to Kriya Shema, don't go out of your way to look for water. Why would there be such a chilik between Kriya Shema and Tefillah? So the Beis Yosef in Simet Sadi Beis quotes three deos. First, he quotes Rashi. Time of the shiny one ben Kriya Shema le Tefillah mishum de Kriya Shema zmana kavua shema yavar zman. Avol Tefillah de kol yom zmanu tzarich lemehadar amaya. That Rashi says, really, Kriya Shema has a zman midoraisa, a specific zman midoraisa. Now, we saw not every Rishon agrees to that either, right? Well, who was it? I don't remember already. Who said that the zman Kriya Shema shel shachar is really midoraisa is kol yom? But we just do it in the first right. Huh? One of the sheets in the Rush, yeah. So this clearly assumes, like the large majority of Rishonim, that Kriya Shema does have his man midoraisa. Tefillah midoraisa does not have his man. So therefore, we don't want you going around looking for water for Kriya Shema because you might miss the zman. You go around looking for water for tefillah, no big deal. You're not going to miss anything. So the Rashba doesn't like this, and the Rashba says different. The Rashba says second pshat. The Bekriya Shema Shidor Raisa Lo Hichmiru Alav. Now try to explain this Rashba to me. Bekriya Shema Shidor Raisa Lo Hichmiru Alav LeMehadar Amaya Kemo Shehiklu Ba Legabe Balkeri Lefishein Devrei Torah Mekablin Tuma Avol Letfila Hichmiru Ad Parsa. So what's Rashba saying? Since Kriya Shema is Da'oraisa, we're not going to allow you to go around looking for water because we're makel with Kriya Shema that Divrei Torah are not mekabel tuma. But Tefillah, which is Darabanan, go look for water. So what's he saying? What's more important, the Daraisa or the Darabanan?
On the whole,
Daraisa, obviously, right? So Daraisa is on a higher level, l'chora. Right? So the Kriya Shema should be on a higher level. So shouldn't you dafka need water for the Kriya Shema? No, but what's the reason we rely on Taman de Mahadra Maya? Why does Gemara say we curse the one who's looking for water? Because we're afraid, what's he going to do in his search for water? He's going to miss out. He's going to miss the mitzvah. We're willing to take that risk on a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. We're not willing to take that risk on a mitzvah d'Oraisa. But that's not all the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is alluding to that a little bit, but he's also adding in a different point. That when it comes to Kriya Shema, because it is Daraisa, and because we take it so seriously, Dafka, when it comes to Inyane Tuma, we're not going to be so makpid, because we want you to get the mitzvah. Divrei Torah are not mekabel tuma. What does he mean by that? Divrei Torah are not mekabel tuma. A balkeri is allowed to say Kriya Shema, even though he can't say brachas. Why can he say Kriya Shema? Because Kriya Shema is Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah are not mekabel tuma. So we don't want him to miss the mitzvah daraisa. So dafka in the world of tuma, we don't want to be extra machmir on tuma and miss out a din daraisa. But tefila only derabanan will be extra machmir on the tuma, and we'll take the risk that you might miss the mitzvah derabanan for the sake of tefillah. That's the Rashba. Now Tosfos, of course, Tosfos changes the whole gears and says that there is no chiluk between Kriya Shema and tefillah. And Tosfos says, after all, you want to tell me that Kriya Shema is so much more important because it's daraisa? A lot of times we find din derabanan where the chum masu chizuk l'divrayim kishal Torah, where the Chacham treat the Dinu Darabanan with the same severity that they treat the Dinu Daraisa. So don't tell me, says Tosfos, that Kriya Shema is going to be any different than Tefillah. Fine. Now, in terms of some of the actual halachos of bottom line, what do you do in terms of washing for Tefillah? So if you look in source number 4 and source number 6, this is what Shulchan Aruch says. Sarich lirchatz yadav b'mayim im yeshlo. If you have water, you need to wash your hands with water, if you have. Ad parsan. If you don't have, you got to go look for water up until the parsa. So how's the Shulchan Aruch understanding? That the din is, for tefillah, you do go look, right? Not like Tosfos, not like the Balei Tosfos. Yosef Milenu Chozer. But don't really miss man tefillah for this. Meaning, be'idan salusa, when it's the beginning of the time to daven, so then you should go around looking for water and try to make sure that you have water, even ad parsa or ad mila chorav. But when it's toward the end of the zman tefillah, don't miss man tefillah for this. Just clean with whatever you can clean with. Lashon is lirchotz yadav. What would you have said? Linkod, maybe, or lital, right? Lital yadav. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say lital yadav; he says lirchotz yadav. Impression you get? What? What would lital mean? Nitilas yadayim is kli kavra. It's all the dinim of nitilas yadayim for suda. Right? Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that though. It says lirchotz yadav b'mayim. Good.
Doesn't Tversky says that he's going like the Rashba? That is nitilas yadav.
Like
the Shulchan Aruch was going like the Rashba.
Good, Rabbi Willard. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. If you assume that he's going like the Rashba, that's nitilas yadav, you should have said lital yadav. Right. So this is a little bit off. But take a look in Halacha Hey, in Sif Hey, source number 6. Rachatz yadav shachris v'siach taito tzrichim netila l'tfila im yesh l'mayim. So it could be that he's not being so medayik in the lashon that he uses, because he switches to netila. Af v'shein yodei alem shum lichluch v'lo yivarech, but don't make a bracha. V'im ein lo mayim izumanim ein tzarech lachzer v'litol. If you don't have water ready, so then you don't have to wash again, even once you washed in the morning. Says the Ramah, even if your hands are dirty and you wash them for tefillah, don't make a bracha. Now wait a second, why would you not make a bracha? If your hands are dirty and you wash them for tefillah, so why would you not make a bracha? So that doesn't really fit with either of the Rishonim that we saw. Right? According to our understanding of the Rash, you should make a bracha if you're using water on the tefillah sidayim, you're using something else on the kiyah sidayim. Right? If according to the Rashba, using water, your hands are dirty. Al nitilas yadayim, it's definitely takana dafka for tefillah. However, one second, the Rama is going on the Mechaber who said that we're talking about a case where you already washed in the morning when you woke up, and now you're washing a second time because you had chadas. So it could be that the way the Rashba understood this takana miyuchedes, this special takana to dafka wash before tefillah, was only for shachris. Why? So the Rashba said because you're a bria chadasha. But if you already washed once since being a Briya Chadasha, and you made an Al-Natil Sidaim on that washing, so then you would, even according to the Rashba, or Dafka according to the Rashba, you would not make another Al-Natil Sidaim when you wash the Tefillah. Right? So when you plug in the Rashba, the Ramah actually works out okay. Assuming the Ramah is Dafka going in that Halacha where you already washed in the morning. Most of the time when we come to Davening, we've already washed in the morning. We're, you know, at home, so we're not going to, hopefully, so we're not going to make a bracha on this day, and we're passing like the Ramah. Right? Straight like the Ramah. Ah, okay. Right. Hezekadas, exactly. Now, the, let's see. If you take a look at the Mishnah Brura, actually, you know what? Take a look at Tshuvas van Hagos, verse number 13, Rav Moshe Sternbach. Hamsfalim mincha v'lomdim, v'archach hamsfalim arvis, m'tzorach losha v'litol yodayim shemis, l'fnei tefilas arvis. You wash your hands before each tefillah, right? Even if your hands are stami yodayim, you don't know for sure that you touched anything wrong, right? That you touched anything that would ruin your hands. Let's say you go to Shul Leidav Mincha, they have a 10-minute Mishnayah Shir or whatever, 5-minute Shir, 10-minute Shir, and then they go right into Maariv. You wash your hands again before Maariv? Is there any requirement to wash again before Maariv? So says Rav Sternbach, Ramah Sof Sim Reish Lam Gimel Kasav Shafilu Omid Milimudo Yitol Yadav L'Tfila. Even if you're getting up from learning, you should go wash your hands. That if you were learning, if you washed your hands for davening, to daven, and then you learnt a little bit, but your kavan in the washing was for the davening, you don't need to wash again. So what would this be? I wash my hands from mincha to daven. And then I learned a little bit in between before davening Maariv, but clearly in my mind I was washing for all the tefillos that I'm about to say. So he suggests maybe it's kedai to be machmir to dafka not have in mind to wash for Maariv when you wash for Mincha, and then you'll for sure have to wash again for Maariv because it's all tali on the das based on the way the Magen Avraham understands it. That's how Rav Shlomo comes out. Okay, there are more Maamakamos just in terms of the bottom line halacha that are in this packet. For your perusal, I'll give everyone a chance to wash their hands. Tomorrow we'll discuss Ptur Onin from Mitzvos. I think that's going to be tomorrow's sugya. Huh?